Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the secrets of the presence of heart as regards to our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, it is so great to have you on the program. We are talking about the presence of heart and how it is related to our ubudiyya. Now, of course, as many of you know, presence of heart is something which is integral when it comes to our daily prayers. But of course, this presence of heart, this focus and attention which we pay to the Almighty Allah, should not be limited merely to our five daily prayers. Meaning, when we are reciting our daily prayers, our wajib and obligatory prayers, of course it makes sense that we would have presence of heart. But when we want to continue talking about this issue, we realize that this presence of heart should not be limited to merely the five daily prayers. And so when we come out of these five daily prayers, these wajib and obligatory prayers, then we must also remember to try to keep our presence of heart, and we must try to remember to keep our focus and our attention upon the Almighty Allah. We find that when we become more engrossed in our worship, and when we begin to focus more and more upon the Almighty Allah, then our attention is continuously towards the Almighty Allah. And when this happens over a matter of time, one's soul becomes strong enough to overcome the evil forces of our carnal desires. When the soul becomes so powerful, it begins to have complete control over the various bodily organs and the psychological, spiritual states of one's being. Now, this divine sovereignty and this divine gift is bestowed upon a servant because they have forsaken their own carnal desires and their own carnal will, and instead they have focused and given priority to the divine will of the Almighty Allah. And also this gift of being able to overpower our base desires comes about not only with this constant presence of heart, but also because in this process we begin to disobey Iblis, we begin to disobey Shaitan, and we begin to disobey the soldiers of Shaitan. And so on one hand, we have a sword which helps us to cut asunder the veils of darkness. And in the other hand, we have a shield which protects us and defends us from the attacks of the shaitan. And this, dear friends, comes about with the presence of heart. شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامتا ساكرنا بها من قبل لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. أمننا يا مولانا مولانا يا مولانا
Hello and welcome with me, Muhammad Saeed Bahmanpour. Our guest is Lauren Booth. Today, I want to speak directly to her to find out what she wants to tell on this spiritual journey and its background.
You know, this is going to surprise me now because I hadn't even thought about this. I have wanted to go into mosque before and I have asked how to pray before now, but it's never really occurred to me that that meant I was going to be a Muslim. It was just experiencing what my friends like to do. So I knew how to pray, and when we left the mosque, I was sure of one thing. I wanted the feeling to go away, because I knew for sure that converting to Islam would be a really difficult path, and I knew that if this feeling carried on, I'd have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then another voice in myself was going, why do you want this feeling to go? This great feeling that you're having, why do you want it to go? Why, what you want to go to feeling how everybody else is feeling in their daily lives and that rushing feeling and that heartburn and that pressure. I thought, well, I don't. Oh, dear. For example, after I'd been back a week and I'd been resisting and resisting converting and saying the Shahada and you know, quite scared, actually. I'd cried quite a lot. Here's an interesting conversation I had. I've got a very lovely family that I live with when I'm in Gaza called the Al-Kafana family, who I adore. I've got a mother and my brother, Yasser, and his wife, Amil. And I thought I'll speak to them on Skype. And I said, Yasser, I think I had this experience, and I may be thinking about converting. He was jumping up and down, and I could see him and his wife. He said, OK, take it easy. No one is going to rush you. When you hang up this call, I want you to go into your bedroom and cry, because you feel like crying. I said, no, I don't feel like crying. He said, I know in your voice, because we love you, that you need to cry now. And that's okay, because Allah loves people's tears and expects it when you're going through something very big. And don't hold it in like your other instinct. Let it out. So I thought, well, I love him, but what is he talking about? So I hung up. I went into my bedroom. I cried for an hour. It was like letting go of an old life, I think. When I came back from the shrine and came back to the United Kingdom, I really wanted to pray. And, you know, I had a rug that I bought that was just kind of had from Esfahan. And I was praying and I didn't know the words. I would just say Subhanallah and Allahu Akbar and do the movements. I was doing that 3 or 4 times a day without really knowing what I was doing, just because I felt absolutely compelled to do it. I wanted to wake up and pray, and I wanted to pray at night.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مسائنا.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was how this presence of heart really levels up and strengthens our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. And of course, in the previous segment, we also talked about this sword that we acquire via which we cut asunder the veils of ignorance and darkness. And on the other hand, we acquire a shield which helps us from the attacks of Shaitan and the Shayateen, the soldiers of Shaitan and the troops of falsehood. And of course, we had said that this comes about via the presence of heart. And this presence of heart, of course, is when we pay attention to and we focus on the Almighty Allah. Now, we did bring up in the last segment something interesting, which was this idea that outside of the five daily prayers, we should also make sure to have some sort of presence of heart and to also have some sort of focus and pay attention to the Almighty Allah. But here we want to, in this segment before we conclude, is to come back and reverse a little bit and talk about how it is very important to have this presence of heart in the five daily prayers, the obligatory and wajib prayers that we pray. Of course, the five daily prayers and this namaz, the salah, is something which in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them, they say that it is like a river or a stream of pure fresh water via which we cleanse ourselves physically and spiritually, but more so spiritually, five times a day. And then they say, if one were to spiritually cleanse themselves, or in this case, physically cleanse themselves in a sparkling river, will there remain any dirt upon them? Of course not. And so the salah does the same thing. It spiritually purifies us five times a day. But of course, that spiritual purification is, of course, goes hand in hand with the amount of presence of heart. So the more we focus and pay attention upon the Almighty Allah, and the more our presence of heart is in our salah and our daily prayers, the more the spiritual impact it will have upon us. And on the other hand, if God forbid, our heart was not in this state of presence and awareness and alertness and this consciousness of the presence of the Almighty Allah, and of course, along these lines, if the heart were to become neglectful or forgetful during the salah, the worship in response to this would not be real, but it would be more like a simple play or a sport or an action that one is simply doing, or even an exercise, as some have said. And of course, the salah is not a mere physical exercise. The salah, in reality, the daily prayers, the wajib obligatory prayers, and we can even add the different du'as and the supplications and the recitation of the Holy Quran, all of these are spiritual exercises. They are exercises that strengthen our spirituality, they strengthen our ubudiyya, they strengthen our worship and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. But a salah or a prayer or even a dua or a recitation of the Holy Quran, which is conducted in a neglectful, forgetful, lazy, sleepy, and without focus or attention, it will have no effect whatsoever upon the soul. And therefore, this worship and this ibadah and this ubudiyya will never be able to attain its sublime form, which, of course, will be visible in the hereafter. So again, remember the presence of heart in not only our daily worship and our du'as and recitation of the Qur'an and our salah, but also in our times other than these. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. احتمي بحماه حسبنا.
يوم.